89.3 The Current. You are listening to The Current's morning show. And around this time, Thursday mornings, we are joined by Marianne Combs from Minnesota Public Radio News for the Arts Roundup. Good morning, Marianne.
Good morning.
What's on the docket for the weekend?
We got some good theater going on. We've got The Reagan Years is over at the Playwrights Center. This is a production by Workhouse Theater Company, or Workhouse Collective, excuse me. Dominic Orlando is a local playwright who's put together this new show that's looking at sort of the heyday in the late 1980s, and it's set, features these four guys, college buddies who've been partying nonstop. You know, graduation is on the horizon, and it's just, you know, it's all about these sort of, these young golden boys at the height of their, you know, of their just fabulous youth and every, you know, being able to have anything they want. And then there's sort of the ambiguous morality also that goes along with those years. So it's gotten some great reviews. It's been called a gripping and unpredictable evening. It's a subtly ironic portrait of the ethos of an era. So, I, you know, this sounds like a good show for our folks out there who want to look back, maybe not so sentimentally, on the late 80s. That's The Reagan Years, and that's over at the Playwrights Center through May 2nd. So that's just through Saturday. This is the last chance to see that show.
All right.
Then, here's something. This just, you know, as an arts reporter, you tend to see a lot of the same things repurposed in new ideas, new formats, or whatever. But here is something I have never seen anything the likes of before. It's called Quiet As It's Kept. And this is a performance that's looking at African-American cultural history. It features the jazz vocals of local singer Thomasina Petrus. And it takes place on ice.
What?
This is modern dance and figure skating. And it's going to be talking about issues like Jim Crow governance. It's going to be talking about the impact and the legacy of slavery and how it's affecting our life today while ice skating.
I'm just trying to wrap my head around this. I can't, because when I think of anything that's done on ice, it's very Disney-fied. It's, you know, it's very happy and uplifting.
Campy sometimes, yeah.
But the subject matter.
Exactly. This is what
of
I'm
this
saying.
Performance on ice.
Yeah. My head is going places it's never been before. And I think that's really fabulous. Mm-hmm. As an arts reporter, that's really exciting to me when I see this and think, wow, what is this going to look like? What is this going to feel like? How are they going to convey emotions to me through figure skating that they couldn't do in some other medium? What are they going to get across? So really, I'm pretty fascinated by it. It's called Quiet As It's Kept. It's Friday and Saturday. There's a matinee on Saturday as well as an evening performance. And it's at the Victory Memorial Ice Arena in Minneapolis. So yeah, that's a production of Brown Body. So I'm just really mind blown. Mind blown.
Marianne Combs, Minnesota Public Radio News, joins us every Thursday morning for the Arts Roundup. Thank you, Marianne.
Always a pleasure.
89.3 The Current.